This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
ABBA and SOS, of course, and SOS because we're talking about DIY SOS, the BBC programme. We're talking today with Ian Northern, who's the Chief Executive of Ridgeons. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
And Carly Millard, she's the Newmarket Branch Manager at Ridgeons. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Lee.
And Gary Stroud, who's a friend of Simon Dobbing. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
And you're here, Gary. Let's start with you, because this is for Simon, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah.
And listeners will know, because we have followed his story on the station. Simon suffered head injuries and brain damage following an attack last year after a football match.
Yes.
Could you just tell us a little bit about Simon as he was before what happened?
Simon, I met Simon through a mutual friend, Will East, who was also attacked at the same time. And I'd known him for about a year, 18 months before the attack. And he'd started to... Will had introduced him to the football, local football team. He'd started to come to football matches with us. And he used to come to home games, sit with us. And we... And really, really, really nice guy.
What kind of a man was he?
Yeah, he was fun, good, loved his football, liked his drink, you know, liked to have a drink with the lads, and was generally a really nice, outgoing guy.
And what is he like now? I mean, the attack took place, it was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's totally ruined his life. It's ruined Will's life. It's ruined, and certainly ruined Nicole, his wife's life. Simon, from being what he was, he recognises people, as I understand. But he can't really communicate, and he needs 100% day-to-day care from his wife.
And it's partly because he needs that level of care that the BBC programme have got involved. What does he need on a practical level that he doesn't have now?
Well, at the moment, they've had to fit a hospital bed in what was their dining room. And they have a curtain which separates his wife and daughter, so they can have their own privacy and give Simon some privacy during the evenings and daytimes. But generally, he has to be helped for everything. My friend Will tends to visit him regularly and has done ever since the incident. And he keeps us up to date with how he's doing, but he's... as I understand, he's not very well at the moment, and as a result of the injuries. And
because this was, you know, unexpected, because it was an attack, obviously they're completely unprepared in terms of housing requirements.
Yes, they live in a smallish house, but which was adequate for their needs. It was Simon, Nicole and his daughter living there, and that was adequate for their needs. And all of a sudden, their life has been turned upside down, and they need help, really, so that he can live have a quality of life, and also his wife can have a quality, and daughter can have a quality of life.
Which is where the BBC DIY SOS programme comes in. Who contacted them? Do you know how they got involved?
I'm not sure how they got involved. I know another mutual friend was involved with a DIY SOS.
So maybe on the back of that.
Yeah, I think it's possibly on the back of that.
Well, I've got Carly and Ian here from Ridgeons, and Ridgeons are involved in this project. I guess when DIY SOS came to you, it was a pretty easy decision to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, from our point of view, it's a no-brainer. There is a huge Ridgeons present within the Mildenhall area. And, you know, as a company, we are very, very, very supportive in local communities, charities. And it's something that we saw as an opportunity to go out and help someone have a better quality of life. And actually, we've had such great response from not only my internal team at Ridgeons, but also sort of local traders, suppliers have been fantastic as well, because they all see the benefit of how we can potentially positively impact Simon and his family's life. Because it's not just for Simon, it's also for his family as well. And Ridgeons, for example, we just we can't do nothing but help more, I think, from that point of view.
So how exactly are you involved, Ian?
Well, fundamentally, it's about helping with providing some materials for those tradesmen to make the difference to the house for the family. I mean, I think from our point of view, we'd always want to see ourselves as a valued member of the community, but in this case, it was, as Carly says, a no-brainer, really, because of that personal connection that Gary has. But from our point of view, it's really providing materials and some goodie bags for the tradespeople so they can enjoy their time while they're on the build.
Yes, because they do work hard, don't they? Yeah. So have you ever done anything like this before?
I think from a company point of view, we have local one to Duxford. There was some involvement with DIY SOS before. So it's a company, when they're in the area, we always do put ourselves forward to offer in any way we can. Personally, no, but I know as a business we have.
So. Yeah, I mean, we have a charity and fundraising committee that is active in a number of ways. So providing materials for sort of charitable projects or community projects is something we do all the time, but I think this is something a bit bigger.
Mm. Could you just pull that microphone a little bit closer to you, gentlemen? Thank you. And as you say, Ridgeon's, I know you've been very shy, Ian, but Ridgeon's very community-based. They like making a difference.
Mm. Very much.
Yeah, I'm personally, on a personal note, I'm very proud that the company I work for are helping out with this project because of my friendship with Simon and his family and friends.
And well, yeah, I was going to say, what does it mean to be involved? It must mean personally an awful lot for you to know that this is making a difference.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't have been more proud when I found out that the company were going to put themselves forward to try and help out.
We don't want to give too much away, and it hasn't started filming yet, so in a way, we don't know what we can give away. But in terms of preparation, you just line this material up, do you, ready for it to go?
Yeah, so it's a case of working with the BBC team, really kind of explain to us what they need, and then Carly's been working hard with her team and the suppliers to get stuff there when it needs to be there.
To make a change, to transform a home so that it's accessible for somebody now with a disability. And, Gary, this could make a massive difference to Simon and his family.
Without a doubt, it will make a massive difference to him and his family. And I just can't wait to see the impact that it is going to have on them.
And any of you going to go along on the day? I don't know how long this takes. Is it over a day or a couple of days?
So the build starts and it's about 10 days, roughly. There's a big reveal at the end, and yes, there are representatives, obviously, going to go along and see Simon and the family and the team and all the hard work they've all done. And actually, it's really nice for us to actually go along and see what our products as well can, you know, make a difference, how they can make a difference. Obviously, a fan of the show myself, I already kind of know what the outcome's going to be, but with us being so personally connected, it'll be really fantastic, and Ridgeon's will be on the, you know, there at the end of it to go and see a positive impact on Simon's life, really.
So, have you seen the plans, Carly?
A little bit, yes.
And it's pretty spectacular, is it?
Yeah, I mean, these sorts of programmes, I mean, we all know what they're about. They are fantastic, and actually, what amazes me is actually the dedication of the local traders, some of which are our customers. You know, they take their time out of the day just to go and make a difference to someone else's life at no cost to them. But it is going to be fantastic, I won't lie. It's a truly, truly, truly exciting thing to be involved with, and I'm glad our company's going to be there, so...
I'm glad to hear you say that, because sometimes you wonder with these makeover shows that it all falls apart the minute the cameras leave. But clearly in this case, you know, it's proper building, strong foundations, it's built to last.
Yeah,
very much.
Yes.
Well, it's lovely to have you all here. Would you know when it's going to be broadcast, this show?
I won't lie, no.
We'll keep our eyes and ears open for it. Good luck. I guess you're going to be very busy while it's all on, because it's a very important project. Absolutely. But thank you so much for coming along and talking to us about it. And do pass our regards on to Simon as well, Gary.
Thank you.
We will indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.